The Wisconsin Innocence Project, based at the UW-Madison Law School, is one of about a dozen projects across the country that have used new DNA testing technology to help free people who've spent years in prison for crimes they did not commit. Co-director Keith Finley says the new reality show is a double-edged sword. He welcomes the media attention, but is worried about violating the privacy of both the exoneree and the crime victim.
You want to make sure that you're not taking advantage of or using individual exonerees to get publicity, and you also we always are struggling with the challenge of trying to be sensitive to the impact these cases have on the victims of crime.
The new series called Dallas DNA premieres April 28th on the Investigative Discovery Channel. It tracks 10 cases of wrongful conviction in Texas. Finley says his group has struggled with how to deal with media exposure for the cases they've worked on. He says there's often an ethical dilemma.
Some people, when they go through this process, want to shine the bright light of the media on this because they want to do whatever they can to prevent this kind of thing in the future. And others just want to be left alone.
In the Wisconsin Project's most recent case, the media turned out in force for the January release of a Milwaukee man who'd served more than 20 years for a murder that DNA now proves he almost certainly did not commit. The exoneree, Robert Lee Stinson, refused to talk to the media, saying he just wanted to be with his family. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.